Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
If Job thinks he knows better than God, he should apply for the job. The necessary requirements? Basically, he ought to be godlike. The Lord speaks of 6 aspects of his person where Job must qualify. The first 2 address how God performs his work. Quote, "Have you an arm like God? Or can you thunder with a voice like his?" Job 40, verse 9. These speak of his power and wisdom, which in both cases are infinite. The Lord's arm, the most common anthropomorphism in Scripture, uses a human characteristic to illustrate a divine attribute. Have you thought of your body being designed so its parts illustrate the wonderful ways of God? The Lord's arm is linked primarily with 3 great events. The first was the creation of the world, Jeremiah 27, verse 5, and 32, verse 17. The second was the Exodus from Egypt, Exodus 6:6, 15:16, Deuteronomy 4:34 and 5:15, and 7:19 and 9:29, 11 verse 2, 26 verse 8, Psalm 77:15 and Jeremiah 32:21. The third is the victory of Calvary, also called in Exodus, Luke 9, verse 31. In this case, quote, "the arm of the Lord is salvation brought to us through Christ himself," Isaiah 52, verse 10 and 59, verse 16. Only if Job has an arm like Jesus could God declare, quote, "that your own right hand can save you," Job 40, verse 14. As to his voice, he speaks and creates the universe. He speaks and wakes the dead. He speaks and souls are saved. But there's much more if Job wishes to qualify. Quote, "Then adorn yourself with majesty and splendor, and array yourself with glory and beauty," verse 10. Majesty speaks of God's noble bearing and right to rule. Splendor, of the demonstration of his superlative grandeur. Glory, of the magnificent unfolding of his hidden attributes. And beauty, of the comeliness of his moral excellence. Aren't we delighted that since there is only one true God, our God is the God who is.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.